Hello again, this is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and I welcome you to this recording, and thank you for being faithful to and caring enough about your Lord that you would want to study His Word and know His mind. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to get back into our study of the letter P. This is the ABCs. How long has it been since you sung the ABC song? Don't you lie. I hadn't sung it in a long time. I don't sing. I'm a burden enough to myself besides having to listen to that. But anyway, I hope that that you're enjoying this, and we're going to go back into our study of the letter P today. Now, just to recap just a little bit like we do, the last thing that we talked about was one of the things that we talked about was why should I pray way back when and what is prayer we talked about. We discussed how do I pray. And then we went into we talked about the right attitude in prayer and whose power do we pray in and whose name do we pray in. Has your prayer gotten any more confident? I mean, when you find out what the Bible says and what the Lord's mind is and what the Lord's will is and what the Lord's commands are, and you didn't know them before, not because you was rebellious or you just didn't know. But once you start finding these things out and you start incorporating them into your walk with the Lord, and being obedient with it, and it has nothing to do with rebellion, you just don't know. But once you start finding it out, it starts bringing things together, doesn't it? I mean, since our last lesson, if you didn't know, whenever you've been praying since up till now, you've been praying in Jesus' name, hadn't you? How come? Because that's what the Lord said in His Word. That's what the Bible says, right? So you know you're obeying in your prayer by talking to the Lord in Jesus' name, because that's what the Word of God says. And also, who are we to talk to? We're to talk to the Father. Now, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's no jealousy in the Godhead. Whenever you're talking to one of them, you're talking to all of them, because God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And besides that, Jesus is the one that referred us to the Father, didn't He? He said, when you talk, I mean, I don't know why He did that. He has His reasons, but we know that that's what the Bible says, and that's who we're supposed to talk to, so that's who we talk to. Now, we'll find out there's some mysterious things of the Lord and some hidden things that the Lord knows that we can't, that our little old pea brain minds can't take right now about eternity and about supernatural things, and we can't take it. And so the Lord doesn't bother telling us. And we shouldn't be asking those questions and trying to figure out things that we're never going to find answers for. That's what the heathen do, and that's what the scholars do, and all them in science does. They try to ask so many stinking questions, you don't come up with nothing but confusion. And don't never get any answers. And don't never perfect anything. But when it comes to our prayers, the reason that we pray the way we do and who we do and in whose name we do is because that's what the Bible says. And that's what we want to be, is obedient to our Lord, isn't it? Yes, it is. So we talked about attitudes, the right attitude in prayer, and attitude has a lot to do with everything. I mean, your children's attitude has a lot to do with things that happen around the house, ain't it? And your marriage attitude, the attitude that you women have towards your husbands, and the attitude that you husbands have towards your wives. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. It's going to be the last recording I get to, for you to listen to, ain't it? You better not. But here we go. Today we're going to go into another category concerning prayer, and we're going to begin with, when should I pray? When should I pray? Now, the Bible does talk, to answer that question, there's two Bible answers, two things that the Bible talks about when it talks about when we should pray. Now, the first one's found. Let's go ahead and get in some scriptures, and I hope you got your pencil and you can get these things down. If we ain't got the Bible and we ain't got the scriptures, we ain't got nothing. And, oh, by the way, time out. I want to say this before I forget. I was meaning to want to put this in there, but if you got your pencils there, whenever we started out this ABCs, I have all these lessons I told you before that I have every one of these lessons in written form, and they run parallel with our audio, with this audio right here. And what I mean to say by that is that if you had these lessons in written form sitting before you, you would see exactly what we're talking about as you go down the sheet and then flip the sheet and go down the sheet. These lessons are put together like that. And I have the written lessons that you are very welcome to, and they're absolutely free. The Lord has said, buy the truth and sell it not. So, you can have them, and I'll send them to you electronically on a computer if you got one, or I'll send them to you through the mail, however you want them. But I just wanted to give you a new email address, and this is going to be the email address that has to do with anything having to do with this ministry, okay? And if you got a pencil, it's just a real simple email address. It's called Barnhouse Ministries. One word, barnhouseministries@gmail.com. Barnhouse Ministries, all lowercase, @gmail.com. Now, anything you have to do with these lessons and you want to contact me, you're welcome to use that other email address. It's still good. But I would prefer, if you don't mind, that you use this one, okay? Because everything having to do with our schooling and everything having to do with our lessons and our learning and me contacting you and sending you things and stuff like that, the audios, and if you want these in written form, I would be very happy to send them to you. And it'd be good for you because you could get these things, you could download them, and then you could print them. And you can have them right there, and you can gather your children around and teach them these things right off the paper. If you don't want to listen to my old voice, you could do it with your voice right off the paper. It'd be exactly the same thing. So think about it. But if you would communicate with me through that, I'm consolidating everything down to that email right there, Barnhouse Ministries, and there you go. So let's go ahead and get into our prayer here. When should I pray? Well, there's two Bible answers to that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, the Bible uses three words. Pray without ceasing. Now, we know that we go through the whole day, but and you say, well, how do you pray without ceasing? I mean, you can't just keep on praying all day long, all day long. Well, no, you can't, but yes, you can. And it's a process that you learn as you're growing in the Lord, and it gets to where you don't have to teach yourself to talk to the Lord anymore. You end up talking to the Lord in your heart and in your mind all day long. I mean, the Lord, and I ain't saying I'm special or nothing, but I done got to the point to where I talk to the Lord more than I talk to anybody. And I'm walking around talking to him all day long about something. Now, you say, well, is it wrong for me to be talking about, say, it says pray without ceasing. Is it wrong for me to be talking to somebody else during that? No, that's not what it's saying. Pray without ceasing means that if you're riding down the road and there's a major wreck on the highway, somebody's over there fixing to die and go into eternity, and you're available to talk to them before they go into eternity. And as somebody says, this man wants to talk to somebody about the Lord before he dies, and you're the one that's picked, and you go over there, and you don't need to be in a place to where you need to confess your sins and get right with the Lord so you can talk and bring this man before his throne and get some help for him. Pray without ceasing means you stay in such a manner that you can talk to the Lord in at any given moment, and that you're available, that you're available for the Lord to talk to at any given moment. And whenever you get to where you're talking to the Lord regular, and you believe in Him and believing in Him, and He becomes a friend to you, and you love Him, which most of y'all probably already do, then you know that I'm telling you the truth, that you'll start talking to Him all day long. And you say, well, how do you do that? Well, you talk to somebody all day long. You talk to, most of you talk to yourself all day long. I mean, it's not uncommon for you to have conversation all day long, whether you're using your tongue or not. You think in your mind and talk all day long. You're examining things all day long. You're thinking, you see somebody cross the street, you talk to them when they're going across the street and you don't even know them. You talk to dogs and cats whenever they run out in front of you. I mean, you have conversation. It's not uncommon to talk all day long. But the Bible says to pray, and what's praying? It's asking the Lord. Remember we talked about that? Praying without ceasing is to be in such a way in your fellowship with the Lord and your friendship with the Lord and your honor for the Lord and your respect and your allegiance to the Lord that you pray constantly talking with the Lord. You have open conversation with the Lord. So the first one's found there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17. Now, we're talking about when should I pray. Now, this means that we are to be in an attitude of prayer, ready to pray at all times. Now, in order for this to be, for us to be in this state, we've got to always be sure that our relationship with the Lord is in such a manner that we can come boldly to His throne at any given second. And we want to be that way anyway. I don't want my relationship out of fellowship with the Lord. I am miserable as I can be when I'm not in fellowship with the Lord. Ain't you? I don't want to be out of fellowship with the Lord. He is the most wonderful fellowship a person, a human being can have, is to be in fellowship with the Lord. And to be without Him is, it's terrible, and I know what I'm talking about. And if some of you are under conviction right now, then get right with the Lord. Tell Him you're sorry. Tell Him where you made the mistake. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Right then, right there. As soon as you confess what you know and don't beat around the bush, say it exactly like it needs to be said. I did it. I said it. I thought it. Lord, I'm guilty, and confess it, and then the Lord wipes the guilt clean, and he and all the rest of the stuff that you didn't remember to confess, He forgives you that, and you're back in fellowship, and you take off walking with Him again. That's what the Bible says. Okay? He didn't say you had to ride a jackass around a building backwards 14 times and then say 15 Hail Marys and do this and that. Now, He didn't say all that. He just said, if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Talking about prayer. Now, the first thing is pray without ceasing. We said that there was two things. Now, in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the Bible says, and He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It's easy for us to faint as saints when it comes to prayer. The first evidence that I believe that you can find in your life that you're fixing to slip, and we need to know those things. The Bible said, be diligent and to keep your uh, to to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it is the issues of life. We got to watch that heart, because it's like trying to hold a strong dog on a leash that don't want to do nothing but pull on you. You got to keep pulling back, because he wants to go this way and wants. That's the way our hearts are. Well, also one of the very first things that we see is a sign of us fixing to slip or the dog getting the control of us and going to pull us off in a ditch is that we start quitting our prayer. We start quitting our prayer. We start fainting. We start lacking. And plus, our prayer doesn't have any conviction in it anymore. We're just going through the motions. And a lot of times, I mean, it's like pulling a mule out of the field to talk to the Lord, because you got so many distractions. The enemy, he'll put so many distractions on you. But in your heart, you're getting to where it's just too much and you ain't got no conviction anymore in it. Or maybe you're out of fellowship and you won't get right with the Lord and you just can't talk. You know, one of the hardest people to talk to in the world is somebody that's lied about you. I mean, because they don't want to talk to you. Or somebody you've lied about and y'all come together. It's hard to talk, ain't it? It's the same as a fellowship with the Lord. And when you come to the Lord, he wants purity. He wants genuineness. He wants everything to be authentic. I mean, not by the book, 2, 3, 4, but like a personal relationship. But he loves you and you love him. Lacking conviction. It lacks boldness and it lacks courage. You're scared to go to the Lord anymore because of that. See, our prayer starts getting that way. But the Bible says, there in Luke, it says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray." Now, he's mentioned this twice so far, that pray without ceasing, and men ought always to pray. The Lord's given us some advice here and given us something very important and personal, is that it's very important for us to talk to the Father. Now, this is the Lord Jesus Christ saying these things before he went to the cross and then and died for us and then ascended back to the Father. He left these instructions about prayer, was that it's important for us to talk to the Lord. He said this over and over. Listen to this. In Romans chapter 12, verse 12, it says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in prayer." Continuing in prayer. Now, that's in Romans that the Bible teaches us that. Continuing in prayer. We ought always to pray. Pray without ceasing. You getting this? It's important. Our walk with the Lord, one of the things that keeps it strong is that we discipline ourselves and on purpose talk to our Lord. On purpose. Okay, there's another one. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." With thanksgiving. Continue in prayer. You see, there's two things, two Bible answers to when should we pray. One of them is what? Pray without ceasing. Continue in prayer. And be instant in prayer. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Talking about God the Holy Spirit. So that's the first one. That we are to continue in prayer and not to faint. Not to faint. Now, if you're having trouble with your prayers, that's all right. Everybody does. But don't you quit. If they get slow and they get hard to talk to the Lord, and you, as far as you know, you're right with the Lord and you ain't done anything, then it's probably the enemy. The enemy, one of the biggest things that the enemy wants to do is to keep you from talking with the Lord. Excuse me, I got something in my throat. Excuse me. But one of the biggest things is that the enemy wants to stop you from talking with the Lord. And if he can do it by sitting there banging in your ears and telling you this and keeping your mind stirred up, he does that with me all the time. And you say, is that really real? Yes, it is real. Try to pray and see if it's real. You could be, before you pray, you could be sitting there and not thinking of a thing. Not thinking of a thing. Just whatever. But as soon as you go and make it up your mind, you're going to pray. Or it comes time for prayer time. All of a sudden, you got a bazillion things going through your mind. And you have to fight to concentrate on your conversation to the Lord. That is real as it gets. And if I don't show you that prayer is real and that somebody don't want you talking to your Lord and that your Lord is real, I mean, why would the devil try to stop you from talking to the Lord if the Lord wasn't listening to you? That's right. But the Bible teaches us, and the Lord Jesus Christ tells us in the Old Testament and in the New Testament about praying, to be faithful with it. Pray always, continue in prayer. And then the Bible says continuing instant in prayer. In other words, don't wait for your prayer to be the last thing that you do. The last thing that you do. Be instant in prayer. Take care of it right away. The Bible says in Ephesians, we read that, praying always with all prayer and supplication and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, the next thing is that I'm to have a definite set time for prayer on purpose. Now, the Bible does not tell us, okay, here's what I want. I want you to pray on the third hour, and I want you to pray on the ninth hour, and don't you dare miss it. That's not in the Scriptures. Nowhere in the Bible does it command you to pray at any given time or any day, it does it tell you. We just got through going through about five or six Scriptures that told us to continue in prayer and not to stop praying and not to faint about praying. It didn't say nothing about any time, did it? But if you set a time, now I do. I pray two times during the day on purpose. I pray in the morning when I get up, after I get everything situated, and then I pray then. And then just before I go to bed, I have prayer time then. Now, you can have yours anytime you want to, but that's just what's convenient for me. And I say convenient. That's what it's really a battlefield is what it is, because before you even get to where you're going to pray, the devil knows what time it is, too, and he starts trying to find a bazillion things for you to do that you forgot, and blabbity, 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 blab. That's how it goes, folks. That's what it is. This is spiritual warfare. And in warfare, communication's one of the most important things. And our communication to the Lord is called prayer. It's called prayer. All right, but we're talking about to have definite times of prayer on purpose. You don't have to if you don't want to. The Bible doesn't command you to do it. But the Bible does show us some evidence of some of the patriarchs that did. And that's what we're going to talk about here. For instance, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Listen to this. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, that was when those guys were trying to set him up and get him killed. Now, Daniel knew when the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem. That was the way they did it in the Old Testament. They was commanded when they prayed to pray toward Jerusalem, wherever it was. All right. Chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So he didn't change. He wasn't intimidated. He didn't let them scare him. God was more important than their threats. And he got put in the lion's den for it, but he still did it. And they set him up. But the ones that set him up, they ended up in the lion's den, and the Lord opened the lion's mouths and let them eat them. Said they didn't even hit the ground. They threw them in that lion's den, and the Bible says that everyone that they threw in there, they didn't even hit the ground before the lions got them, started eating them. But Daniel, the Lord protected him, and the king was glad about it. But one thing that the Bible teaches us about having definite set times of prayer is that Daniel did. And Daniel is a wonderful brother in the Scriptures and was faithful to the Lord and suffered for the Lord, but he was faithful to the Lord. The Bible said that he prayed three times a day upon his knee. He kneeled and prayed three times a day and gave thanks to the Lord his God, as he did aforetime. So he'd done this regularly. And one way those guys tried to set him up was because they knew that he was faithful in his prayer time, so they used his prayer against him to convict him to the lion's den. So there's one fellow. Now, talking about having definite set times of prayer. You ain't even got to discuss this with nobody about set times of prayer. These are private prayers between you and the Lord, and you can talk to the Lord anytime you want to, at whatever time you want to. Now, when we get older, not age-wise, but walking-wise and experience-wise with the Lord, you start talking to the Lord a lot more. We said that a while ago. Okay, but setting these certain times of prayer, the Lord doesn't command you, and there's nowhere in the Scriptures where it tells you to do this. It said Daniel prayed three times a day, but it didn't say what times he prayed. It just says he prayed three times a day. Okay, that was Daniel's, and the Lord didn't condemn him for it. Matter of fact, his enemies condemned him for it because he was faithful about it. All right, another one. In Psalm chapter 5, verse 3, the Bible says, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." That's Psalm chapter 5, verse 3. And, of course, we know that that was David, King David. I think he was the one that was writing that. There were several writers of the Psalms, and I think this was David. "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning." Notice the time that it says, "O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." Of course, in the morning, it didn't say how long he prayed or where he prayed or how he prayed or everything else. It just said, "In the morning, I'm going to direct my prayer toward the Lord." Okay, so that was a certain time of the day. David. All right. Then our Lord Jesus had certain times that he prayed. Our Bible teaches us that he preferred the morning time before the sun come up. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, the Bible says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed." And we find out that the Lord used to love to go up on the mountain and pray. He would go off by himself on the mountain and pray. He prayed in the garden. The Lord loved the Garden of Gethsemane, or the Mount Olive, and he prayed. Said he prayed in the morning. Okay, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He had certain times of prayer also. But then in the Bible, there is no commandment for you to have any certain specific times to talk to the Lord. And I don't think it's because the Lord doesn't want you to have specific times. I think it's because he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And the Lord wants you to come to him because you want to, not because you have to. If the Lord had left his commandments in the Scripture and said you pray at 9 o'clock in the morning, at noon, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then before you go to bed, those four times, you know what would be the most four times that would be the hardest in the world for us to pray and talk to the Lord? Yep, right? So the Lord said, pray without ceasing. Continue in prayer. Continue instant in prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto in all perseverance and supplication for all saints. But there were specific times of prayer, set times of prayer in the Scriptures. And we see that. And there's nothing wrong with it. You can do it, and you ought to do it. Because of a couple reasons. One, it'll discipline you to pray. And you'll be able to defeat the enemy and have victory over the enemy that tries to talk you out of talking to God every time he figures that you're going to talk to him. If you have set times of prayer, then you know that the enemy's coming. You know he's going to start aggravating you to death. You know sometimes that you, sometimes your prayer is just going to be as sweet as it can be because the Lord will make the, he'll slap the devil away from you and let you talk to him freely. Sometimes it's going to be like there's 10 of them right around you and they're just beating your brains out and you can't concentrate on the Lord and you feel like when you get up that your prayer didn't mean nothing. But it did. But it did. And it's going to be like that. But if you have set times of prayer, then you'll know during the day how to set yourself up and how to keep things from happening that'll distract you from it. And just all those kinds of things, you know. I mean, it's kind of like you know the devil's devices. And you know how he's going, you know how he'll go about it. And if you have set times, then you already know what the battle is going to be like. You've been there before, and you know what to expect. But you still pray, and the Lord knows that you're coming to Him, and you probably give the Lord the opportunity to be able to tell you something, or to give you some help, or if the Lord knows you're coming to Him at a certain time, then you know, I know that the Lord's done things for me when He knows that I it could come at certain times. The Lord's able to do things with you through prayer at certain times also. Lots of good reasons to do it, but you're not commanded to do it. Okay? You're commanded to pray without ceasing. You're commanded to continue in prayer. You're commanded pray always. The Lord has not failed to express how important prayer is and how important it is for you to get to talk to the Lord as much as you can, as many times as you can, and get used to talking to the Lord. Because one of the reasons is we don't see Him; we walk by faith. And we can't see Him. And when we talk to Him, it's because we believe in Him. The Bible says, how shall they call on Him whom they not believed? When we talk to the Lord, it's because we believe He's there. And we talk to Him by faith. And He appreciates that and He rewards that. And the Lord knows that the world is going to do everything in its power to try to keep you from conversing with Him. And the devil's sure going to do it. And then you're stinking flesh that you can't get out of, that you can't get rid of. That flesh is going out, you know. First thing you wake up in the morning, your spirit says, okay, let's pray. What's the flesh say? I want some coffee. You see? That flesh will fight you. And it does fight you. But we got real enemies, and if you'll tell the truth and acknowledge them as enemies, the Bible says they're enemies. Why would you think they wasn't? They're enemies. And when it comes to prayer, one thing that every one of them enemies is against your prayer and talking with the Lord. You wouldn't believe how hard it is for me to sit down here and do one of these recordings. The enemy drives me nuts. I mean, after I get done with it and I say bye to y'all and turn the recording off, I'm just so blessed in my heart because the Lord gave me liberty to do it, and it was the right thing to do, and it benefits me, it benefits y'all, and it honors the Lord, and everything's good about it. But to sit down here and to do, you wouldn't, just this day right now, a while ago, one part of my prayer before I started this was, Lord, give me liberty to do this. Slap the devil in the mouth and make him leave me alone. But once I get started, but the hardest thing in the world is to push a button and get started. It's that real. It's that real. But prayer. Okay, let's go. Let's move on a little bit. When should I pray? Well, we should pray without ceasing and also have definite set times of prayer. It won't hurt you to set aside times to pray. Daniel did it, and King David did it. The Lord Jesus Christ did it, and then some of the apostles set times of prayer. Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible said, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour," which, of course, in the Jewish clock, we know that that is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They had prayer at the temple at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. They did it on purpose. They did it because that was the time to pray, and that was the available time to pray, and they unashamedly went there at 3 o'clock and prayed. So they prayed to the Lord at certain times of prayer. Now, one thing to think about this is that brings it down to our level. You say Peter and John. Peter and John were fishermen. They were fishermen. The Lord, remember when the Lord went and recruited them and called them to follow him? They was out there with their daddy on a boat fixing nets and cleaning, doing this, that, and the other, and they went and followed him. But now, look at them. They go into prayer time on certain times. You see, if they can do it, you can do it. They was old, rough fishing, probably, well, I don't know if all of them was, but cussing mouth and all this, that, and the other. And now they're obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're going to pray on purpose at a certain time. How about that? How magnificent is the Lord, huh? Look at this other one. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. The Bible says, "I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." Seek me early. Now, you say, well, there we go with early in the morning. I don't like getting up before dark. Well, it could be talking about that. Seek me early. The Lord Jesus Christ sought him early and went and prayed and talked with the Lord early. But also early has another meaning. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. In other words, when there's something to talk to the Lord about, you don't wait till the last minute. You talk to it. You get him involved in the issue or the situation or the blessing or the praise, or you get him. He's one of the first people that you go to talk to about anything. You seek him early. Those that seek me early, like right away, instead of waiting till the last minute. You know how we are. You wait till the last minute and say, "Oh, well, Lord, I need your help. I need your help, and you done everything that needs to be. You know, I couldn't get it done, and this didn't work, and that didn't work, and this didn't work, and that didn't work. So, Lord, I'm coming to you about it." No. The Bible says those that seek me early shall find me. In other words, you honor the Lord enough that you go to get his opinion about something before you do anybody else's. You see what that's talking about now? Those that seek me early shall find me. You know, it's vital for us to keep and develop a pattern of regular prayer because it helps us. It does. But as far as you say, well, the Bible doesn't command me. No, it don't command you. It doesn't say, but it gives a lot of evidence that it's a good idea, doesn't it? And if you love the Lord, then you know it's a battle to talk to him. But that's not the Lord's fault, and that's not your fault. It just is right now. But when the Lord commands all the enemies to shut their stinking mouths and shuts up the enemy's mouth and fixes this world up and comes and rules and reigns here in righteousness and gets rid of the devil for 1,000 years, And this flesh goes back to the dirt, and he gives us a body like unto his glorious body, then we're not going to want to be away from him or not be able to talk to him. You see, it's not the Lord's fault that we have enemies that fight us to talk to him. He knows about all that. He had the enemies when he was here in the flesh also, and that regularly tried to keep him from talking to the Lord, to his Father. But it's vital for you to develop a pattern of regular prayer and try to always, you know, try to always begin your day with talking with the Lord. And most of the time, most of you probably already do. Most of you probably already do. You know, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Now, that could be talking about in the morning. Probably is in part of it. Those that seek me early, you get up, and as soon as you wake up, say, "Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord." That's just as real as you saying good morning to your wife, or good morning to your children, or good morning to your husband. Just as real. He's there. He's there. Now, some you talk to because you have to. But with the Lord, it should be because you want to, right? We talk to the Lord because we want to, not because we have to. You think the Lord could make us talk to him if he wanted to? You better believe he could. All he'd have to do is think it, and you'd be over there exactly like he said. But that ain't why, you know, that ain't why the Lord wants us to talk to him or allows us to talk to him. It is a privilege to talk to God. You know what a privilege is? A privilege is that we ain't out there talking to no stinking tree stump that's been carved into some stupid looking face. It's a privilege that we ain't talking to a stinking stone or going into a stone temple up in the mountains or talking to some kind of fish or something like that. You know, what a privilege it is to talk to the real and the true and living God. And if you've ever had your prayers answered and you've ever had the Lord talk back to you or you've ever heard the Lord speak to you, you'll jump out of your socks. Because it'll give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. I've heard the Lord talk. The Lord's got a sense of humor. He does. He's beautiful. He's beautiful. And you ought to want to get to know him. You ought to want to get to know him. He's beautiful. And he's worth spending time with. If there's anybody that's worthy, it's him. And he's worth spending time with, and the closer you get and the more conversation you have with him. I mean, there's a lot of prayers that you walk away and you think, man, that was it's not that it was a waste of time. It's just that it don't seem like nothing happened or nothing, you know, this, that, and that's just the way it is. But something did happen. The Bible says the Lord knows what you have need of before you ask. Before you ask. The Bible says that the Lord knows when the sparrows fall to the ground. He knows every hair on, he knows the count of every hair on your head. Now, if he knows all of that, and he knows you come to him in prayer and how much you battle to talk to him. I mean, what if somebody wanted to talk to you and everybody in the world was trying to hold them back from talking to you and keep them from talking to you, and they had to fight and suffer and everything else to get to talk to you. And whenever you heard them talking to you, and finally they were talking to you, you knew what they went through in order to talk to you. Wouldn't you appreciate that? Wouldn't you think that was just the greatest thing in the world, and that those people were, there wasn't nothing fake about them because they wanted to talk to me, and they went through a bunch of stuff to get to talk to me. Wouldn't that make you feel special? Well, it does the Lord, too. And the Lord doesn't make us ashamed, and He doesn't make fools of us about talking to him. He never tries to make us feel foolish or stupid or make fun of us or intimidate us for trying to talk to him. The Lord appreciates us talking to Him, and because we want to, not because we have to. And the more you talk to Him, the more you're going to want to talk to Him. Now, let me give you these scriptures today. We're going to stop right there. I wanted to get on into, but I blabbed. But it's good, isn't it? It's good. We're going to get into where should I pray. But today we talked about when should I pray. And the two things that the Bible, that the scriptures talk about is that we pray without ceasing. And we also try to set a certain time of prayer on purpose that you're going to pray. You know, unless you providentially hinder, if you have to go to the hospital and you're in an emergency room, I mean, come on. The Lord doesn't get that way with us, and we shouldn't get that way with ourselves. The devil will try to get you that way. He'll try to tell you that you're disobedient, and because you went to the emergency room, you missed your prayer time. That's how stupid it gets sometimes, but it's real. But the Lord doesn't do that to us. The Lord is versatile. He's got eternity. He's free. He's at liberty. He can do anything, anytime, anywhere, anyhow He wants. And we don't have to walk by the law. We're free. And we have liberty in the Lord, as long as we don't abuse it. And one liberty we have is to talk to the Lord and pray to Him without ceasing and come boldly to Him and be able to talk to Him anytime we wanted to and anytime we want to. What a terrible thing it would be to live in this life and to be in this body and to have to live in this world with all the things that are going on and all the way the world is going and not have a God to talk to. How terrible that would be, huh? If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Praise the Lord for letting us talk to Him, huh? Okay. When should I pray? Here are the scriptures. Are you ready? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Psalms chapter 5, verse 3. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Acts chapter 3, verse 1, and Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17. Aren't you glad we got all these verses and all this Bible that we can go over and we can hear God speak in these manners? And when it comes to prayer, we ain't going through something that's just made up or somebody's idea or blabbity blab. We're going and we're finding out what the Lord has to say about it. And we can ground ourselves with that truth and we can believe it because God said so. And we know that God has the power to back it up and back it up for us. Right? Isn't that terrific? I'm glad our God has provided for us and He's done everything. He has provided everything and provides everything that we need when it comes to prayer. So let's praise Him, let's honor Him, and give Him glory for allowing us to talk to Him. And God bless y'all for studying and listening. And I know the enemy fights y'all to come and do this and sit down and study. But you'll never be sorry for it, and you'll never regret it. Okay? So the Lord bless you and thank you again for honoring our Lord. And I pray that He give you 100-fold and give you joy in your heart. for sitting down and honoring His Word. We've had a good day. When should I pray? Y'all have a wonderful afternoon or morning or evening, and I'll talk to you on the next recording. We'll talk about where should I pray. Bye-bye.